Trusting what you see versus sabotage. This is a very important step that I strongly recommend that you take, and it may also be one of the hardest to accept. There are two areas of trust involved in developing your psychic powers. They are, in fact, learning to trust your abilities and learning to trust the spirits that guide you. Trust and faith are two words that people on this earthly plane have a very difficult time dealing with because of our learned experiences and trained skepticism. We have learned over the years to trust our five senses of sight, smell, touch, taste, and hearing, and nothing else. We often sabotage our own messages because we lack the trust in what they are telling us. You need to learn how to accept the messages you get so that you only truly grow in your abilities and make a difference in your life. This is where and how your psychic talents become stronger. Doubt, skepticism, and patience. At first, you will think that the messages you're getting are coming from your own imagination. Never doubt your abilities. You are psychic. Be patient for a while and accept all the incoming thoughts as messages. Later on, you'll be able to distinguish which are your own thoughts and which are true messages. For now, thank your spirits for every message you receive and write down everything you experience. You are entering a new reality, which is the true reality. Your soul knows the truth, so go ahead and let go of your doubts. The following is a worksheet that is designed specifically to help you with learning to acknowledge that you have the gift to do psychic work. Asking specifically, for example, what kinds of results you want. Please refer to the Book of Wisdom. Please pause the CD now. This questionnaire will help you consider some of the key things that you will have to pay attention to when you are looking to trust your psychic experiences. Remember, this process does take time and develops gradually over a period, and with the passage of time, deepening and refining as you go along.